Maynard Meyer for Q92 Radio, and with us in the studios today, we have Pastor Stephen Frank from St. John's Lutheran Church in Madison, representing the Madison Ministerial Association, and they're working on a little bit of a project right now. It's called the Backpack Program, I guess. Is that correct?
That is correct there, Maynard. It's generically kind of known as the Backpack Program. Right now, it's we call it the FLY program. It's okay. Called Food for Learning Youth. And the premise of it is that, you know, during the school year, children, they're provided with breakfast and lunch during the school week. But mm-hmm. then once they go home for the weekend, sometimes for some reason, probably because children's parents are working or something, or not, there's nobody there to provide them for food during the weekend and stuff. And so what the backpack program, or the FLY program is what we call it, is it provides 2 days worth of food, like a breakfast and a lunch, mm-hmm. For specific children for during the weekend stuff, or times there when extended vacations and stuff like that too, as well.
Right. Now, this program is new to Madison, but it's not new to some of the other communities around, right?
That correct. It's already been implemented in Appleton and Milan Appleton Elementary School, and so they've already kind of laid the groundwork for it. It's a 501(c) program, tax exempt program, and they made kind of an umbrella so that it includes all the schools in the Lacaparl school district. The principal, Mr. Swatsky from the high school, kind of started it, extended it out to the 5th and 6th graders at the Lacaparl High School. And so, yes, now we're looking for, you know, doing it here in Madison, also to extend it out throughout the high school at Lacaparl.
Right. I thought one thing that was kind of interesting, I heard one of the speakers recently, it was probably Principal Swatsky, talking about it a little bit, how much need there really is. You know, a lot of times around here we think that everybody's doing fine. And,
yeah.
You know, and at the same time, you know, I know I found that out when we do the Kiwanis Santa Helper, or Santa's program that we do, the Gifts for Kids program. You think, well, you know, there's not that much need around this area, but boy, you know, it serves like 90 families or something like that.
Yeah.
You find out there's definitely more need than one would think when you start looking around a little bit.
Yes, yes.
Now, as far as that the meals go, as you say, it's not, you know, we're not talking a steak dinner or a dinner or anything like that. It's just more nutritious.
It's something simple that the kids can prepare for themselves, like in the microwave, you know, like a macaroni and cheese,
right,
or stuff like that, peanut butter crackers, you know, something that they themselves can be able to prepare for themselves.
Right. Yeah. Sounds like about the only thing I know how to prepare myself. Well, if anybody wants to get involved in the program, what are the possibilities?
Well, there's a lot of need that we're looking for. We're looking for board members, mm-hmm. you know, because, you know, Appleton, they've got their board, but we, you know, Madison, we need to have our board as well. So we're looking for a president, treasurers, people like that.
So in other words, the ministerium is kind of kicking it off, but you're going to have a separate board running the program.
I mean, the reality of it is that, you know, pastors come and go.
Right.
I mean, that's kind of the nature of our, and so we do need people that are stable in this community to be able to to help going along. It's got to be a community effort. We need people that, you know, do shopping, packing these bags. They're not actually backpacks. They're most likely going to be like grocery bags that they put them in. And then they get packed in totes. We need people that will transport these totes to the different schools. We need donations, of course.
Right. Cash donations are always
cash
good.
Donations. You know, it's a nonprofit, so it is tax deductible and mm-hmm. stuff.
Somebody wants to write out a check while we're talking about that. Who would they make it out to?
That we haven't figured out just quite yet.
Okay.
We're still in the preliminaries of doing this. We're hoping that we can be able to get this kicked off by the beginning of December.
Okay.
You know, and so our next meeting is August 7th at 7 o'clock at the Madison Care Center Chapel, you know, formerly the Madison Lutheran Home.
Right.
And we're also We also are looking for a place to be able to store our food, a place that we're able to pack these lunches and stuff like that. So if somebody might have an idea for that, that would be very useful as well.
Okay. So a variety of ways they can get involved.
Yes.
And who would you be the contact if they are interested?
I suppose I could be.
Okay.
Sure.
I give you a call over at St. John's or whatever. What's your number over there?
The 598-7550.
Okay. And they can always call us here at the radio station. We can steer them in the right direction, too.
Yes.
So in case
yes.
you didn't get a chance to write the number down. So.
Okay.
All right. Well, Pastor Frank, we appreciate you stopping in and filling us in on that program, the Fly program or the Backpack program.
Yep, the Fly program.
Right. And we certainly would encourage you to stop in once in a while here, and we'll get on the air and talk a little bit, see how it's going, and let people know where it's at and other ways they can get involved.
Well, thank you very much, Maynard.